Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Road Less Traveled, Timeless Edition by M. Scott Peck is a classic work of psychological self-help and spiritual reflection first published in 1978. Written by a psychiatrist, it combines clinical observation, moral philosophy, and religious inquiry to examine why emotional maturity is difficult and why meaningful growth requires sustained effort. The book is best known for beginning with the premise that life is difficult, then arguing that avoidance of difficulty often produces greater suffering. Peck organizes his argument around discipline, love, spiritual development, and grace. His purpose is not to offer quick techniques, but to describe the demanding conditions under which people become more honest, responsible, loving, and psychologically whole. The book occupies an unusual position between therapy literature and spiritual writing, using psychiatric language to discuss responsibility and neurosis while also treating faith, mystery, and transcendence as serious dimensions of human development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, discipline as the practical structure for psychological maturity. Peck treats discipline not as rigid self-denial, but as the basic method by which people face reality without evasion. He identifies habits such as delaying gratification, accepting responsibility, dedication to truth, and balancing competing demands as necessary tools for growth. The reasoning is direct problems cause pain, and the desire to avoid pain tempts people into denial, blame, procrastination, or dependency. And discipline allows a person to remain with discomfort long enough to solve the actual problem, rather than merely reduce anxiety in the short term. This makes discipline a route to freedom rather than repression, because undisciplined avoidance leaves people governed by fear, impulse, and unresolved conflict. Peck also links discipline to mental health by suggesting that many emotional difficulties are intensified when people refuse ownership of their choices. His view is demanding because it rejects the idea that insight alone is sufficient. Growth requires repeated action, honest self-correction, and willingness to endure temporary pain for a more coherent life. Secondly, love defined as effortful commitment rather than emotional dependence. One of the most influential parts of the book is the distinction between love and dependency. Peck argues that love is not primarily a feeling, attraction, or need for reassurance. It is an act of will directed toward the spiritual growth of oneself or another person. This definition shifts love from passive emotion to deliberate responsibility. Under this framework, affection may accompany love, but affection alone does not prove that love is present. A person may feel intense attachment while still using another person to avoid loneliness, insecurity, or adult responsibility. Peck, therefore, challenges romantic and sentimental ideas that equate love with intensity. Genuine love requires separateness, respect, listening, risk, and the willingness to support another person even when doing so is inconvenient. This view also explains why love can include confrontation or boundaries. If the aim is growth rather than possession, love cannot be reduced to pleasing, rescuing, or clinging. The book remains notable for making this distinction accessible to general readers. Thirdly, personal religion is a map of reality that must be revised. Peck uses the term religion broadly, not only to mean formal belief in God, but to describe the worldview through which a person interprets reality. In this sense, everyone has a religion because everyone lives by assumptions about meaning, authority, goodness, danger, and responsibility. The problem is that many people inherit these assumptions from family or culture without examining whether they fit lived experience. Peck argues that psychological growth requires revising these maps of reality when evidence shows them to be incomplete or false. This idea connects therapy with spiritual development. A distorted map can produce unnecessary suffering, while a more accurate map enables better choices. He is especially interested in how childhood experience shapes adult belief, including beliefs about trust, discipline, love, and the divine. The book does not present a simple creed. Instead, it asks readers to move from unexamined certainty toward more mature, tested conviction. Spiritual growth becomes a process of intellectual honesty and openness to deeper truth. Fourthly, grace as a force beyond deliberate self-improvement. After emphasizing discipline and responsibility, Peck introduces grace as a counterbalancing concept. He observes that human growth often seems aided by factors that cannot be fully explained by conscious effort, including unexpected insight, healing, resilience, synchronicity, and the mysterious pull toward health. He does not use grace as an excuse for passivity. Rather, grace names the possibility that growth is supported by realities larger than individual willpower. This is one reason the book differs from purely secular self-help. Peck is interested in why people sometimes recover, mature, or move toward truth despite resistance and fear. The concept also prevents the book from becoming a simple ethic of self-mastery. Discipline is necessary, but it does not exhaust the conditions of transformation. By placing grace near the end of the argument, Peck suggests that psychological and spiritual development involves both effort and receptivity. Readers who prefer strictly empirical frameworks may find this section less persuasive, but it is central to the book. Lastly, therapeutic realism about responsibility, parenting, and moral limits. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that emotional health depends on accurate responsibility. People suffer when they take responsibility for what is not theirs, refuse responsibility for what is theirs, or confuse love with control. Peck applies this reasoning to family life, therapy, and intimate relationships. In parenting, for example, sensitivity does not mean indulgence. It means helping children develop the capacity to face reality, delay gratification, and experience appropriate consequences. In adult relationships, moral clarity requires recognizing the difference between compassion and enabling. Peck also gives traditional values such as honesty, commitment, and integrity a psychological function rather than presenting them as empty rules. They matter because they support contact with reality and stable relationships. This realism gives the book its stern quality. It is less interested in comfort than in maturity. At the same time, Peck avoids reducing people to diagnoses or failures. His clinical perspective emphasizes that change is possible, but only when truth is preferred to self-protection. In conclusion, The Road Less Traveled is best suited for readers interested in serious personal development, psychotherapy, moral psychology, and the intersection of mental health with spiritual inquiry. It will be especially useful to people trying to understand recurring patterns in relationships, avoidance, dependency, responsibility, or unresolved inner conflict. Its practical benefit lies less in step-by-step exercises and more in conceptual clarification. Readers gain a vocabulary for distinguishing pain from harm, love from attachment, discipline from repression, and faith from inherited assumption. Intellectually, the book stands out because it refuses the quick fix promise common in much self-help writing. Peck presents growth as slow, painful, relational, and morally demanding. Compared with similar books, its distinctiveness comes from the combination of psychiatric experience, ethical seriousness, and openness to spiritual mystery. Some readers may find the prose dense or the theological sections less convincing. But the central framework remains influential because it addresses enduring human problems rather than temporary trends. It is a book for readers willing to examine their own evasions and assumptions, not for those seeking easy reassurance. If you would like to support M. Scott Peck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.